When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
I was trying to mime how to unplug. I was like, I was trying to do this. I put them up. I put the cord of the headphones up into the screen. And I was like,
oh, I see. I was now trying to I mime. Get it though.
And then
have
Katie
you ever mimed before?
No, but I have been to France.
Oh, okay.
Within the last week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a week ago today I was in France. Ooh. So and I as Francie. I drove, by the way, I rented a car in Spain.
You drove to France?
I drove to France, bro.
That's hardcore.
Yeah. I drove from Spain into France.
Ah, I see.
And as I was crossing the Pyrenees, I jokingly said,
did you just
that,
make that up? Or
no, that's the mountain range, the Great Pyrenees. Okay. Yeah, it forms a natural border between Spain and France, Chris.
Oh,
it's a natural border.
Very anyway, natural. Very
as
natural.
I was going,
sorry, I don't know my topography.
That's no the well. Hold on, now he's done it. Knowing that it would be the Pyrenees, that would be geography. But then knowing that it's a mountain range creating a natural border, that would be topography, I suppose.
So if I'm looking on a map.
It's a little bit of both.
A topographical map.
Mm-hmm. As we went over the border, I jokingly said in the car, anyway. I said, shouldn't they just have a mime out there when you enter France? Like pretending to be blown over by all the cars that go whizzing past.
Instead of a sign awesome? That says welcome to France, you just have a mime that
it's
is
like
out
a mime.
There denoting
like waving like hi. like trying to get people to honk, like miming honk the horn, but then when you don't honk he goes like
Well, I like that idea, but it's a good thing that you're good at what you do, because I don't think you'd get hired for that job as the border mime.
Oh,
yet.
Come on,
yet,
man.
Yet. I don't know. I thought you put the cord up. I don't want to get morbid like this early in the show, but I'm not sure. I couldn't tell what you were doing when you like pointed to your head and then you brought the cord up. I'm like, do you want me to choke myself?
Oh, no. At first I was like, oh, Chris can't hear us. Oh, great. I'm going to choke myself out. Like I was doing that.
Oh, you were. Oh,
I switched. See, like all good mimes, I went from the cube to the rope. You know what I mean?
Got it.
Because you can only do the cube for so long, dude. You know what I mean? Once you discover,
but you're stuck in the cube. I mean, until you get out, that's all you can do, right?
Yeah, that's true. He's got to find the door eventually.
So mm-hmm. You were just, I got it. It was just like, Chris can't figure this crap out again. I'm going to hang myself. And then
here comes old man Chris. Yeah.
Old man Chris with this technology.
Oh, man. You know what? Okay. If they had the mime going as you were going from Spain into France, when you were coming back in from France to Spain, they should have someone standing there yelling, release the show.
A little bit of human error.
Young Fizz.
Either way, it's Young Fizz rocking out.
What's cracking? What's cracking? We cracking. We cracking. We dipping. We diving. We sliding. We slapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy. We all about the action. Release the show. Release the show.
Oh, it's Release the Show. Welcome. Your favorite Kraken podcast. He's Chris. I'm Brett.
He's Brett. I'm Chris.
Local idiots who talk idiotically about their favorite hockey team. Welcome to the show. We're coming to you live from the unsponsored digital studios. These are unsponsored digital studios. You'll notice that behind Chris and I, it just says release the show, which, hey, it's a heck of a name, but you know what it could say, Chris? It could say someone's company here. You guys can like mess with that in post. Like maybe you guys could put in like the blanks and then it was like, it says like your company here or something like that. Yeah. Because if you guys want to advertise with this show, hit us up. Let us know. ReleaseTheShow@gmail.com. We have access to, oh, I don't know, millions of listeners. We have access to billions of listeners by being on the internet.
Billions.
Like, there could possibly be, Katie, billions of people listening to the show. We have access, Chris, to billions of people.
Access.
Who could be listening to this show. And if you want to advertise to those billions of people, to those billions, I'm not saying we have billions of listeners again.
Not
I'm saying we have
that.
Access to billions of listeners. But we do have quite a few listeners. And if you want access to any of that stuff, let us know. ReleaseTheShow@gmail.com.
Quickly went from billions to quite a few.
Well, listen, perhaps you own a local food chain.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps
that makes delicious burgers or hot dogs. And you know, you're like, you know, you're tied to the community and you like doing really cool things in the community. Mm-hmm. And you know, maybe you want it to be your digital studio. All you gotta do is let us know. Chris and I welcome your sponsorship and support. Chris, the Kraken. Speaking of support and our fandom, the Kraken, our mighty Kraken. Boy, oh boy, have they been on a run. They're doing good, man. They're, let's see, we 3-2 since the last time we spoke on this here program.
I don't even know if that's correct, but I believe so.
I'm pretty sure because the last time we talked officially, I think the Predators game was up next, I think, and the Wild. And we lost to the Wild, but beat the Predators. And then we both thought that we'd have a tough time with Winnipeg, and we lost, you know, 3-2 in overtime.
Oh, gosh.
It was a heartbreaker. But then, but then, but then, Mr. Brightside comes to town because the New York Rangers, we beat them in overtime, hurrah. And then we beat the LA Kings in overtime, hurrah, on Saturday. And, I mean, look. What more can I say? The Kraken are super fun to watch. I'm enjoying the hell out of this season, and they're an exciting team. They're third in the Pacific right now, and how could you complain, Chris? Is there anything that you can complain about?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, okay. I can complain.
Okay. Good. Good.
I just have to say, it's hard for me. It's hard for me to be positive when I have so much to complain about. But you said they're standing in the Pacific, right? I went on and was shocked. I was like, wow, our Seattle Kraken are with 23 points.
Yeah.
Eighth. I mean, you know, sort of tied for eighth, seventh, eighth, whatever.
Yeah.
Ninth. In the league.
I know.
In the league. I'm looking at this list and I'm like, we were always way down there with our friends. Well, I shouldn't say our friends, you know, Vancouver, they're not really our friends.
No, but we hate Vancouver.
Arizona.
By the way, still winless against Vancouver, though. Don't call it a rivalry yet. It's not a rivalry. Hot take. It's not a rivalry. You cannot call it a rivalry when you haven't won a game yet.
Is that a hot take, though?
Well, listen.
We haven't won a game against.
Hold on. I'm not trying to, but hold on. If I can just slam on. If I can pull the e-brake on this here city bus, like as if Keanu's driving it, and I'm like pulling on the cord for a second, because Chris was on a run. But let me just tell you guys something. Sidebar hot take. Kraken fans, sidebar hot take. We are not rivals with the Canucks. Because we have not beaten the Canucks. The Canucks own us right now. Live with that. Okay? You want to disagree? Hit me up. ReleaseTheShow@gmail.com. But what I'm saying is, until we beat them and then beat them again, and then we do our part in this rivalry, it is merely a rivalry of geographic locations and rivalries maybe between the cities or whatever, because Seattle is better. But when it comes to hockey right now,
I mean,
okay,
that's a runaway.
I'm just saying. Okay, so anyway, there you go. Sidebar.
Well,
hot
so are
take.
You complaining about something? Are you complaining about that or no? You're just stating a fact.
Words of the wise. I just hear all my cracking brothers and sisters out there are like, oh, they're a big rival. Oh, the big rivalry. Uh-oh, rivalry game coming up. And it's like, hold it.
Yeah.
Not so fast, my friends.
Yeah. We are eighth. They are like 20th or something like that. But I couldn't believe it. I was like, yes, our Kraken have been playing great hockey. I think they're like 7-1-1, I want to say, or something like that in their last nine.
Wait, are they 7-1-1 or is that something you want to say?
7-1-1.
Don't you be wishy-washy with me, young man.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I've got a few things that I'd like to complain about.
Oh, here we go.
Which I have no problem with you stopping the bus, grabbing the emergency thing. I will happily be my Sandra Bullock to your Keanu Reeves any day.
You all heard him, right?
I have worn dresses before.
Oh, wow. Okay. Listen, you're making
The context.
You are making it really hard not to stop you right now.
You're going to pull the brake again?
Bro, I want to go down these side streets with you, but you better hurry up and get to it.
Well, I'm not going to be Dennis Hopper, okay?
Okay.
He's too old. Is he still alive? God, no, I'd feel bad if he passed.
Stop! Dude, you're making it so hard. Go!
Okay. Well, so... Yes, they've been playing great hockey, but as somebody who has started to age, in my aging, as I've started in my very new process here into being an older person, I'm starting to just really click to routines and change is tough for me. And I'm like, the Kraken that I know, they don't win OT games.
So he's going to complain about winning.
Okay. The Kraken that I know, the Kraken that I know, we don't score response goals. We don't. Right. No. Other teams score response goals on us. 30 seconds after we score, they score.
It takes a lot of guts to complain about winning like this.
What are we doing out there? We're winning in OT. We're scoring response goals. Like, I have gotten accustomed to the way that our Kraken play, and now they want to be good?
No, listen.
Now they want to score goals and win overtime games? The only time they didn't win the overtime game against Winnipeg is because it was this big letdown, even though it's kind of cool that Carson Soucy punched that guy in the back of the head, that they went to overtime in the first place because they should have won in regulation. That's the only reason. But now they're killing it. Like, what is this? And the last thing I want to complain about is because they're playing Kraken hockey. Now you've got your boy Dan.
That's right.
Out there quoting Charlie Conway of the Mighty Ducks in his pressers because of you, Brett.
Well, that's because of you. Where do you think he got that? That's right. it takes a lot of guts to complain about winning and doing well, but you're a true Seattle fan. You really are. If you ever
I don't know how to feel about it.
If you ever needed proof that this was an actual local Kraken podcast, because there's other Kraken podcasts that might not necessarily be local, but this one is a local Kraken podcast because Chris is afraid of winning. That's how local this podcast is.
If it doesn't last?
Well, because this is... I feel you, man. I feel you. But here's the thing. They've only had one season. What if the Kraken are destined to just dominate forever, like I said on the very first episode of this show? Now, you might have to go through one losing season, but here we are, third place in the Pacific. Like you said, eighth place overall, depending on what's going on when this episode comes out. Dude, what if this has just been their destiny the entire time? You know?
And now you want to talk about destiny.
Never going to end. Because they're playing with a swagger. That's the thing. And that's why I'm not worried. I think we did an episode a couple of weeks ago where I was kind of saying the same thing. Like, is it going to end? Am I nervous? It's the same thing with what the Mariners did this season on their run into the playoffs, which is at the beginning of the season, I was like, okay, well, they've done this to us before where they start off kind of hot and okay. And then it always slips away from us and we always get disappointed. But about halfway through or like a quarter the way, not a quarter of the way in, but a little more than that. Sorry. Ooh, stop button. Hold on.
It's not, buddy.
Okay, I'm back. They start winning with a certain swagger that leads you to believe that they themselves expected to win. And yeah. then that is what gives me the confidence. Because when something, when you just get lucky, or as our boy Ryan, the missing link, would say, when they get a little puck luck or something, a nice bounce of the puck or something, you know, you can tell that, like, okay, maybe that wasn't necessarily fundamental hockey that got us there. But when yeah. Dan is ripping one to send everybody home with that kind of confidence from that side in that kind of a way, I mean, not since. Let me think of a Mighty Ducks reference. Not since Gunner tried to go glove side on Julie the Cat have I seen such a confident shot. Right? Now, it didn't
really
work out for Gunner.
From somewhere.
It didn't work out for Gunner, but it worked out for Dan, right? And, like, that's what I mean, though, dude. It's like, once you see, like, when you saw the Mariners start hitting bombs and then watching them a little bit longer, because, like, they know mm-hmm. they're supposed to, and now they're going to, you know, stunt on the other team a little bit. And that's what yeah. I see our guys doing. They're playing with what, everybody? A personality. And isn't that what we've wanted from this team the entire time? I don't know where they're getting it, because Littlefinger's still dry as hell. But the players
I don't know
if that's what I wanted. Making this team, you know, exciting, I think. I mean,
I'm all about the looks. I'm not about the personality.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want our team to look good.
Well, okay, what about those new alternate jerseys? We haven't really commented on them yet.
I feel like I complained about them in one of our prior episodes.
Did you?
In one of the last couple episodes, the alternate jerseys, I said I needed them to do better.
Oh, I got
to
stop drinking during the show. I don't even remember that.
But then I started looking at them more.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually kind of like them.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I still want, like, a Metropolitan's throwback style. I still would like a different one that I think I would like more, but I'm kind of digging them now.
You want me to, you know what? Why don't I just take the alternate side on this? Because we haven't done that in a while. Like, we put something on trial, right? It's been a bit. By the way, this is unsponsored. I think last time, I don't even remember talking about those alternate jerseys. Let's pretend like it didn't happen, because I don't think we'd seen them on the ice yet.
No, we hadn't.
If I was positive on them before, I'm going to go the other way.
Okay.
Maybe what this show becomes is just like Chris and I, like the two old Muppets up in the thing. Like, we're just the two old cracking Muppets complaining about everything. But I think those alternate jerseys are a little soft. I got to be honest.
Wow.
I'm going to hot take. I'm going to be honest, though. I think
you're not just talking
soft.
The fabric. You're not talking like, oh, those look like velour.
Yeah, no, it's not a comment on the thread count. No.
Okay.
This is, I think they missed an opportunity to go Kraken red on navy blue. Mm. Or navy blue on Kraken red. Like, so whatever, those alternate jerseys, wherever you see the ice blue, imagine the red and then the navy blue retro style. That would have been super retro. Also, the Metropolitans were red and green, weren't they? So it would have been similar, close. And isn't it called alternate retro? What's retro about
reverse.
The ice blue?
Retro reverse.
So retro yeah. reverse means futuristic? I don't like it.
Well,
I think they're weak.
And I feel like they just look like the Patriots or something.
Mm.
But now I'm bringing in football.
Mm. Mm.
So you wanted more red than the ice.
I want blue. I want the red, yeah. I want them to feature the red, dude. The red is sick. The red plays, dude.
Yeah, I can't go with that. I mean,
what?
Ice
blue? Hold on a
second.
Blue, you know, like, what? Well, I object! I object!
No, is there someone going to say sustained or overruled?
Katie, say the line that all the judges
sustained.
Say. No, watch yourself, McCoy.
Oh, no.
You got to.
Watch yourself, McCoy.
Noted. Noted, Your Honor.
No.
Noted, Your Honor. But let me just make this argument.
But it is sustained.
Let me make this argument.
Sustained.
Okay.
When the Seahawks go color rush, or they go alt, they go neon green. And the neon green is the accent of all accent colors on the uniform, is it not? And the red is just the eyeball right now, which is being overlooked, but it is also the least represented on the jersey. So let's go bold by making the least represented among us the most represented among us. I rest my case.
What a flimsy case to rest on. So I get where you're coming from. Okay, you want the accent to no longer be the accent and to be the main, to That's be the right. focal point.
That's okay? right. Yeah.
Here's my problem. That accent is like the fire eye, right? The fire eye. If you bring that out and you make it the full and the biggest part of the jersey, okay, this is a hockey team, okay? They play on ice. That fire is going to melt the ice. No. You want the ice blue to be the full main focal point of the reverse retro soft. So that we can be ice cold in every play that we make, okay?
Soft.
Taking no prisoners, no holds barred, soft. Ice cold cracking hockey, baby.
It's soft. It's soft.
I have no objections. I rest my case.
Wash yourself, McCoy.
Ah, it's soft. Watch it's yourself, soft, McCoy. Your Honor.
Actually, I object to myself for being so, so, so convincing, and I sustain myself.
Oh, man.
Oh, wait. I don't know.
Wait, hold on. Hey, a word from our actual
Judge
sponsor.
Judge Katie says.
Hold on. A word from our actual sponsor, betonline.ag. Betonline.ag remains your number one source for all of sports betting this season.
I don't feel like he's reading anything.
What if I just like took the words live read a little too literally? And so I just started reading it live. It's just me. Get it?
Oh,
I'm reading.
I see. You're just reading it.
Get it? You're watching me read it live.
Not out loud. That's well, such a fresh take. That is such a fresh take. Nobody's doing that, Brett.
You'd
nobody's
have to go
doing
to,
that.
You'd have to go to Patreon.
I bet nobody's doing that.
No, hold on. Hold on, dude. I'm doing a live read.
Okay, sorry. God, he's such a slow reader.
It's always been the fastest and easiest way to bet on your favorite sports events. Yeah, NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA. Oh, hey, promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, spelled
oh,
our
there
way.
We go.
Promo code BELIEVE, 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So head to betonline.ag to join, yeah. Award-winning app, always the first to get the lines and latest odds, teams, matchups, infos, and players. Get the latest game trends, betonline.ag.
Why does does your nose go up when you read? Why you, like your nose goes up like
online, where the game starts? Yeah.
Reading very like
bet online. Yeah.
Hoity toity.
That was a live read. You know what? Chris is just upset that he missed that point as well, because I believe I'm winning the show, am I not?
So far, but Chris could mention Epic Seats.
Epic Seats.
No, not right now. You can't do two live reads in a row. Come on. Oh, okay. That's like tag backsies. Right. No tag backsies.
All right. Well, put it in your back.
You can't double step it, triple stamp.
Let me mention, even though he's not here, the missing link, our buddy Ryan, he sends me texts.
Living up to his name.
Of course, from time to time. But the missing link tells me that his three stars from the week for your Kraken are Martin Jones, and who could disagree with that? I mean, he's played lights out. Grubauer.
Jonesy.
Grubauer off the IR, right? So could be making a comeback. But Martin Jones, lights out. Coach Littlefinger, now...
He gave him a star?
He gives him a star, which... I don't want to give Coach Littlefinger much of anything, to be honest. I just don't know him. I don't know him. Once I know the man, I might grow to love him. He is becoming like a Game of Thrones character. Where, like, at first, you just don't know what the hell they're up to. You're like, who is this guy? He's always kind of there, not really talking too much, don't really know. He puts me on edge for some reason. I don't know why, but I don't really know him. Now, as the seasons go on, I'm not only going to maybe grow to love him, but I will learn his name. Which, just like every Game of Thrones character is, as soon as you learn their name, that's when you really grow to love
them.
How
nice of you to finally learn someone's name.
I might finally learn his name someday, but the missing link wants us to give him credit for finally, and that's what Ryan said, finally.
Underlined, finally.
Sending Shane Wright down to the minors to clear that spot up and maybe get him a little bit of work down there, which, I mean, hey, why not? He's a super young kid. I mean, I don't think it really means anything. Hockey... All I know about it so far is that it's different from every other sport that I watch, and it's not the same as like just rookies coming in and playing and this and that. And so give him some seasoning, right, Chris?
Yeah, it's the developmental process is a little bit different. Although I don't know, Matty B, you know, he came in a fire and
but there wasn't really a good minor. I mean, we didn't really have the minor league thing all worked out yet, really either, though.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Okay, that okay. Yeah. But then also, like our boy, our buddy Hockey Dave Tomlinson told us on this very show that. And also Gizmo would tell us on this show
Gizmo
that Maddie came from this like top-notch college program where like they're all ready to enter the pros right away and all of that, and that's basically him playing in the minors or his version of that and yada yada yada. So like I don't know, you know.
So you're saying I can't compare the two, and that's fine. You can say whatever you want.
I think you can compare the two, but I just think that like I think we knew it was going to be different, and so it's a little bit different. And Maddie didn't even get here till the end of the season last time anyway, so let's revisit this at the end of the season.
Well, I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth because I was in the same camp of saying, send him down, send him down.
Yeah.
Let him play. Get him some time. So
that's all right. That's all right. Oh, also, just being an advocate also the last star here, which, by the way, these weren't in any particular order, but the three stars of the week, Martin Jones. Coach Littlefinger for sending Shane Wright down, but then also Dan. Shout out Dan, which we already did. Dan's the man. Dan's been the man since he's gotten here.
Yep.
His name is Dan, everybody. If you want the His Name is Dan t-shirts, our merch store is open. But His Name is Dan. It will always be Dan. Dan is the man.
He definitely is the man. And I got to say, there's something about the way that everyone is contributing this year.
So far, yeah.
There's a few folks we'd like to see a little bit more from, but the fact that Tanev is out there, Turbo, wreaking havoc.
Yeah.
The man, Dan.
Yeah.
Salmon McCannon.
Yes.
Obviously, Matty B, we've talked about him.
But they're playing well in situations, too. That's the other thing. Like
Schultz.
Like you mentioned, though. It's like they're responding when they need to respond. They're playing.
Borgen.
You're kind of expecting, and this is the thing, and this is why you're scared, you're kind of expecting the good play. Like, and even when they drop one, no matter how heartbreaking it is. Sorry. Cough button. Hold on. I'm back. they're responding in certain situations, and they're doing what you need to see them do even after they lose, which is they come back, they play hard the next time. Like, last season, it was like, you know, they'd lose one, and then it's just this slippery slope into, like, blech, and streaks. And we talked about you having to go streaking in case streaks got to certain points and stuff. And I think with this team...
There's no need to bring that back up.
Look, they're on a two-game heater right now, you know? Like, I mean, they could go have streaks in the opposite direction. So, let's...
Are we doing that this season?
What?
Am I on the chopping block, or was I relieved of that? Do I have to worry about getting in shape so that I can show people my lack of abs at Lake Union at some point?
I think you're free of this challenge for a long time. I mean, it's a standing challenge for the life of the show. So
for if we lose 10 straight.
That's
what it was, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I wasn't going to say it out loud.
Yeah.
I was going to try to find a way to not say it, but you just said it.
Did I just curse us and myself?
You better not have. You better not have. But if the worst ever happens 10 times in a row, then Chris is going skinny dipping in Lake Union, I think we said. What did we say, Lake Union? Or was it Alki Beach out at Alki?
We said Alki, we said Lake Union, then we said Green Lake. I don't know where we landed.
Probably colder out in the Sound. I don't know. What do you think? You want to go saltwater or you want to go freshwater?
Is there anything that helps in the department of what you know, the department I'm talking about, not men's or women's shoes? I'm talking about the department of shrinkage. Does salt matter?
I don't know. I don't know, man. I was in the pool. I don't know.
Lake Union.
Chlorine helps?
Lake Union, everybody.
Yeah,
Lake
Union. We said Lake Union, but I'm just saying Alki is always available.
Not that I'm really worried about that. Okay,
no, I'm not either.
I'm very secure with myself, even though I've got a birthday coming up, and it's like I'm getting even. Oh, my complaint is probably going to get worse. My birthday's this Sunday, which, by the way, falls right near Thanksgiving always, and that sucks too. Okay?
All right,
that sucks. Listen. Nobody cares about my birthday. Everyone cares about their
enough
food.
Enough about you. Listen.
Okay.
Let's look at the schedule. This is the unsponsored look at what's coming up next for our Kraken. Okay.
This is. Well, how about this? Gru's birthday is the 25th. Gru's birthday is the 25th, so he probably feels my pain. So shout out to Gru. I hope you don't hate it as much as I do, having a birthday on Thanksgiving. I love you, Gru.
Enough about you. Listen.
Okay. It was about Gru.
The 25th, you're cracking our at the hated Vegas Golden Knights. But before that, they play San Jose on the 23rd. Then 27th, they got the Ducks, and then they got the Kings again, but down in L.A. on the 29th. So before we talk again, they will play three games. It's San Jose, the Knights, and then the Ducks. And we're not doing any predicting because we're doing well without doing the predicting. But I'm just saying, if we look at the upcoming schedule for them, I mean, look, if they keep doing what they're doing, we see on the other side of this little run here, I mean, I think we're all even feeling even better, huh? What do you think, though? What do you think with these three games? I mean, without predicting. You want to predict without predicting? I mean, Vegas is number one right now in the Pacific.
You're asking me an impossible question. You said, do you want to predict without predicting?
Well, like, you know what I mean.
I don't know what you want from me.
I don't know. You know, give me some of that Chris magic, you know? Come on.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do it.
What?
Is that... Was that magical? Because I said, like,
that's pretty good, actually. You know, in terms of predictions for Chris, that's pretty good. All right. You know what?
And then my memory, I forgot. Epic Seats.
We'll stick around for one more minute because of a sponsor, because of a beloved sponsor.
Epic Seats. You should go check them out because we are hooking you up with seats on all of our podcasts. Okay. Seats to the UW hockey team, seats to the Kraken, seats to the Hawks. Mm. We got seats because of Epic Seats, okay? Now, you might have to answer, like, a trivia question. You might have to compete for it, but we're all competitors. So compete for your Epic Seats because we're hooking you up. Is that what I'm supposed to say? Mm-hmm. I don't have the copy. Epic Seats on Tuesday, December 6th versus the Montreal Canadiens.
Ooh, that's the
7 p.m. That's the game. Epic Seats on Tuesday, December 6th, okay?
All right, so this is the thing. If you guys want to go to that game, you want to go check it out, Epic Seats, we got tickets for you. You can have them for free. But what you have to do is you have to go and listen to this show. If you're already listening to the show, good for you. If you haven't listened to the show yet and you're looking at this video on social media, go find the podcast because you need to send us the code words that I'm about to say to our email address, releasetheshow@gmail.com. And when you do that, we will put you in the drawing for the seats. The code word for this week is Gordon Bombay is a drunk.
Email that. Do you say it once or twice or three times? Or is that it? They just
email that to releasetheshow@gmail.com if you want the seats to the game that Chris was talking about. Are we done? Can we get out of here? What I wanted to get to that we didn't get to was the Release the Rants. You guys have been crushing it at Release the Rants. The Release the Rants email inbox is always open during, before, after, on off days, whenever you guys want. If you got a rant about the Kraken, positive, negative, whatever.
Yeah, it could be good.
Send it to releasetherants@gmail.com. They've really been building up over there, and we need to clear out that inbox on the next episode, so we'll do that.
Can it be about you or me or the missing link or Katie or the show, or does it have to be about the Kraken?
No, absolutely. It could be about whatever you want.
Yeah, cool. All right.
Maybe you want to rant about a local company that, you know, should or should not be sponsoring the podcast. Hit us up, everybody. We'd love to hear about it. For Chris, I'm Brett. For producer Katie, I'm Brett. For the missing link, I'm Brett. For all the interns, I'm Brett.
See ya.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.